Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, it is August 2025, and we are still in the middle of the summer's Raising the Colours campaign, in which people all over England are putting up England flags and Union Jack flags to assert a sense of belonging, to assert this is their country in the face of what's happening, to assert their Englishness, to mark their territory. And naturally, this has been reacted to by, well, let's face it, mutants, with a great deal of horror. A video is doing the rounds on Twitter, and it's absolutely fascinating, of three women putting in a great deal of effort to tear down a St. George's flag, and then you see one of them basically have a tantrum and stamp on it. And it's very, very interesting video because it tells you so much about the nature of the left. It encapsulates in one video why I was correct in what I argued in my book, How to Judge People by What They Look Like. You can, at the extremes, work out a great deal about somebody simply from what they look like. Before I look into this, could you do me a favour? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube, and could you subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most base stuff I can't put on YouTube, where I put in-person interviews, films, vlogs, and where if you enjoy what I do, you could support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, what do we see in the video? We see, in essence, a highly androgynous woman, and an extremely overweight woman, and a woman dressed in basically black, we can't really see her face, so we can't say much about her, take down the flag, the St. George's flag, and then the androgynous woman jumps up and down on it. Now, this encapsulates a great deal. Because you can, these people are such, or at least two of them, are such extreme examples of leftists that just from looking at them, you can reasonably infer that this is probably what they are. Now, how is that the case? Let's look at the first one. The first one is extremely masculinized, evidently. She dresses in an extremely masculinized way. Her face is highly masculinized. She has a wide face. She has masculinized facial features. And as a slightly separate issue, she also has short hair. So she is deliberately trying to make herself look masculinized. In fact, she's put so much effort into making herself look masculinized that she really has a kind of widow's peak. You will notice that the hairline of men is kind of triangular, whereas the hairline of women kind of goes across like that. But she has made herself, deliberately, I assume, have a male hairline. Now, why would you do this? This is highly abnormal. Under conditions of harsh Darwinian selection, to which we were subject until about 1800, there was about 50% child mortality, and mutant genes were purged all the time, every generation. In so much as the brain is 84% of the genome, if you've got maladaptive genes of the body, you're sure as damn it going to have maladaptive genes of the mind. So, of course, the two things select. We know that we were selecting under harsh Darwinian conditions for conservatism, because conservatism is associated with genetic physical health, with genetic mental health, and with fertility. So we know this was being strongly selected for, and also conservatism involves being group-oriented, and we were under harsh group selection, fighting other groups for land and so forth and resources. And so if you weren't group-oriented, your group would be wiped out. This is why conservatism is really the essence of conservatism, is to be group-oriented and to be pro-social. And conservatives are more agreeable, they're more conscientious, they're less mentally ill than are liberals. So obviously, if you're not agreeable, you're going to be killed by the band, you're going to be wiped out. If you're mentally unstable, you're going to be killed by the band, you're going to be wiped out, or you're going to kill yourself or something like that. If you're low in conscientiousness, you'll make mistakes and you won't be cooperative and you'll be wiped out. So this was all under harsh selection. With the collapse of harsh Darwinian selection, you see a huge build-up of mutation. And of course, this is generally associated with being left-wing. This is why being left-wing is associated with being mentally ill, it's associated with depression, and it's associated with physical markers of high mutation, such as being left-handed, which implies a highly asymmetrical brain, such as being physically shorter, because if you have poorer health, then you can't reach your phenotypic maximum height, at least among men, because you don't have the bioenergetic resources left over after fighting off disease to reach that height. It's associated with having a face that is less symmetrical, because of course a symmetrical face, being able to maintain that in the face of disease, implies that you have good genes, and faces that are simply rated as uglier. It's also going to mean that things are going to kind of go wrong. You're going to get men are meant to be evolved to obviously be masculine. That's what women are attracted to, masculine men. And so masculine men tend to have genetically reasonably good health, and feminine women tend to have genetically reasonably good health. There is a lot of data indicating that those that deviate from this, i.e. feminine men and masculine women, generally have poor genetic health. And this makes sense because, of course, in prehistory, they would in general have been selected against. Women are in prehistory going to sexually select for masculine men because masculine men are better able to win fights and protect them and are seen as leaders and will rise to the top of the hierarchy, and women sexually select for social status overlooks. Men, of course, they want to pass on their genes as quickly as possible. They don't want to invest. They want to, as it were, pump and dump. And what is a sign of a genetically healthy woman is going to be that she is highly feminine. This is telling you that she's developed basically in a womanly kind of way, that she's young, that she's fertile, that she's good looking. So obviously, masculinized women are going to be associated with high mutational load. And therefore, they are going to be associated with high mutational load of the mind, and therefore, they are more likely to be left-wing, and this is what you see. The second thing that you see, of course, is the way that she presents herself quite deliberately, basically to look frightening. It's to have your hair like that, short hair, to dress like a man when you're a woman, is essentially a way of saying, stay away. Stay away, I am frightening. Now, why would you do that? You would do that if you were paranoid, if you were high in mental instability, if you were concerned that people would try to get you, if you were basically evolved to an unstable ecology, an unstable, unpredictable, dangerous ecology. What we are evolved to is a society that is stable yet harsh. And that means that you have to, in order to raise your children successfully, you have to be able to get on with people, you have to be able to develop groups, you have to be able to cooperate. And that means that mental instability goes down. With people that deviate from this because they have high mutational load, they're evolved to an unstable ecology in which you have to act lethally at a moment's notice or you'll be killed off. And this militates in favour of being aggressive, it militates in favour of being paranoid. And if you are paranoid, then you will want to convey that to other people to get away from you, and that is what she's doing. What I suppose she is also doing with the short hair is damaging herself, is making herself look unattractive. Quite deliberately. And then why would you do that? It's a way of saying to people, stay away. I am weird. I am strange. I don't even want to look attractive. I don't even want to try. Stay away. And consistent with that, look at her behavior patterns. It's performative. It's a sign of very high mental instability. What is she doing? She is jumping up and down on the flag for the amusement of the other women, or I suppose you could say, in order to very prominently virtue signal. She has left-wing ideas. She is anti-English. We know this is the case, that people that are left-wing are low, are high in individually oriented foundations of equality and harm avoidance, and they are low in the group-oriented foundations of in-group loyalty and so forth. And so that means these people are resentful, these people are unhappy, these people feel they should have power, they don't have power, and therefore they are resentful of any symbol of power. The English flag is a symbol of power, of traditional power, of the group power, so you jump up and down it, you show contempt for it. In addition, it's been found that left-wing people tend to identify with an out-group, a foreign group, over their own, and this is because they are individually oriented, they want to have power, but they're also paranoid and physically weak, and so therefore they can't play for power openly, they have to do so covertly. And they do that via virtue signaling about equality and harm avoidance, and bonding with some kind of out-group that is considered marginalised, and then collaborating with that group in order to get power over their own in-group. And so that's why they will favour foreigners over the English and dislike any symbol of English empowerment. They literally are sort of born traitors. And you see this, and then if you look at the behaviour, it's a tantrum. It's two things. It's histrionic. So this is a dark triad trait. This is one of the ways that you deal with being mentally unstable and feeling bad and whatever about yourself is by drawing lots and lots of attention to yourself so that people will seem to praise you and love you. It's histrionic. You can argue it's almost narcissistic that you deal with your feelings of negativity by telling yourself that you are superior to others. How are you superior? Well, you're morally superior. You are more woke than the last person, and you gain narcissistic supply by doing things which indicate that and elicit praise. So that's what she's doing. It's narcissistic, histrionic, and narcissistic, drawing attention to herself. But also, it's just to the extent that it's not performative, it's a complete loss of control. She's behaving like a child. She's literally behaving like a child, and she thinks it's okay. It's a tantrum. And that's what people that are mentally unstable are often like. They are emotionally dysregulated. They can't control their emotions. They feel negative feelings very strongly, which they can't control, like children. This is, should be associated with leftism, and it is. She's having a tantrum. So that's her. Then you see her friend. Now, that's very interesting in terms of deviation from the norm. The friend does not have the tantrum, but the friend is very abnormal looking, which is consistent with high mutational load. Even putting aside the fact that she's very overweight, she has a wide face, which is associated with masculinization. She's wearing glasses, but she seems to have small eyes, which is associated with masculinization. And she has very unusual physical features for an English person. And I suspect that she is an English person. In particular, the nature of the nose, which is very small. And by the way, having a small nose is weakly correlated with low intelligence. But also notice her fat distribution. She has such a large bottom. She is essentially steatopygous. Which is the buttocks of the bush women of the Kalahari. They have these huge bottoms that women, that their children can stand on. She has put all the weight on. Europeans in general, even the women, compared to women from other races, put the weight on their stomachs because it's a cold environment and the stomach acts as a blanket. So it's adaptive to put it on your stomach. She has put it on her buttocks. She has extremely unusual features for a European. She is an outlier for a European, which is consistent, of course, with her being high in mutational load. Then we have the other friend. We can't say much about her because we can't really see her. All that is noticeable is that she wears black. And there is a tendency for depressed, unhappy people to basically wear dark colours. It essentially expresses how they feel, and they don't like being overstimulated and whatever because it makes them more upset. The final thing I would note is that I wonder what those friends of hers, one of them, by the way, seemed the one in black, may well be reasonably good looking. I wonder what they say to her about her haircut. And there is some interesting evidence that indicates that women that are highly sociosexual, i.e. sexually competitive, and you would expect women that were adapted to a fast efficiency strategy where you live fast, die young, and need to pass on genes as quickly as possible, which you would expect mutation to be associated with because we're not evolved to that strategy. You would expect those women to be sexually sociosexual, and what they seem to do is tell other women to make themselves look rubbish. And they do that in order to reduce the competition. So I can imagine that reasonably good-looking girl, the one in the black, is probably telling her overweight friend, yeah, you look great. You look really good. Oh, you don't need to lose weight. Oh, no, you look wonderful. You look fantastic. Oh, you definitely should wear trousers. You definitely should wear trousers. It shows off your shapely buttocks, which aren't fat at all. You definitely should dress how you're dressed. You look great. You go, girl. And in doing so, she eliminates the sexual competition for the limited pool of extremely left-wing woke men. And then with the other woman, with the one that is very, very masculinized, we can speculate on what her orientation is, but assuming it's not anything unusual, she's probably praising that short haircut. And there's a study that indicated that sociosexual women are essentially more likely to praise short hair in other women. And men like long hair. Men are attracted to long hair because long hair is an honesty signal of genetic quality, and it makes women look prettier. Men are attracted to long hair. So
it is a well-known thing, then, in, according to this study, that women will tell their rivals, well, yeah, your short hair looks great. They will encourage their rivals to have short hair, to basically make themselves look less attractive, at least if they're roughly on their level of prettiness, if they're roughly on their level of how attractive they are, of their mate value. And so then they end up having short hair. And I wouldn't mind betting that that is what that woman is telling them, which is saying, your short hair looks fantastic. The way you dress, you dress in that way, you look great. You look fantastic. But the overall point is that at least two of those women are exactly what you would expect left-wing women to look like. They should be high in mutational load. They should look strange. They should look weird. And that should be associated, we would expect it to be associated, with hating England, with hating group-oriented values, with hating in-group authority, with hating everything, and with preferring the out-group, with wanting to tear down all symbols of traditional authority related to ethnicity, and therefore jumping up and down on the English flag.
Are you ready for the future of the West?